Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
When we resist Him in yielding and obeying the word in one accord with God, then it's so much easier to resist the enemy, his plans, and his ways. Withstand, withhold, and say, not my house, not today. You're not taking part in my family. You're not taking part in my health. You're not taking part in my life, because you know what? I'm yielded to God. I'm obeying His word, and I am in unity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, slide number four, Strong's devil. You're like, well, we know who he is. You got to listen to all these definitions. Satan, yeah, we knew that. Accuser, yeah, we knew that. Slanderer, yes, prone to slander. The prince of demons, the author of evil, the persecutor of good men, estranging mankind from God. There's his calling card, what he likes to do, enticing them to sin, afflicting them with disease by means of demons. Now let's go back. Why did I want to look at this verse? Because sometimes it is the enemy, principality, power, might, and dominion. But it also said in this verse, the author of evil. Sometimes your flesh is evil. Let me just say it this way. I know that's a strong word. But if your flesh is not lining up with the word of God, it's evil and then it's sin. Right? So when you are yielding to your flesh, not resisting your flesh, it's the same thing as not resisting the enemy, right? Because it brings forth that evil, it brings forth that sin. So it simply stated to withstand and be opposite of the accuser, the slanderer, the prince of demons, and the author of evil. In other words, resist the enemy, resist your flesh. Why is this so important? Hold on. Hold on. Slide number five, flee, and he will flee. To run away as in failure. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the enemy, and he will flee. He will run away as in failure. You know what that tells me? He did not win in your life and your situation. Right? He did not win. If he runs away in failure, he did not win. How many in this room would like for him not to win in every one of your situations? Me. I don't want to give him any more ground. No more, none whatsoever. Whatsoever. What does all of this, Pastor Candace, have to do with Pastor Chip's sermon last Sunday? Hold on. Hold on, I found some nuggets in studying. So give me slide six. This is the CRB version, Candace Renee Brim version. Yield and obey the advice of God and be in one accord with Him. Withstand and be opposite of the devil, the accuser, the author of evil, and he will run away in failure. That's what that whole verse means, according to the study of Strong's. Isn't that good? I'm going to read that again. You're all right with that? Yield and obey the advice of God and be in one accord with Him. Withstand and be opposite of the devil, the accuser, the author of evil, and he will run away in failure. Glory to God. Now, let's go back to the first. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Very, very, very important. But hey, this is great. We're supposed to yield to God. We're supposed to obey. We're supposed to be in one accord. But what are we yielding to? What are we obeying? God's will and God's way. His word. Remember it says, His word, yield and obey. Obey what? His word. His advice. His word. His will. When you submit to God, you are submitting to His will and His ways. What is God's will? I'm going to read this to you. God's will is found in His word. God reveals everything about His will in His word. Whatever the word says about a situation is God's will for that situation. Period. Period. There's no other course. Yield, obey to what he says. And when you rightly divide the word, you see a wonderful plan of God for the body of Christ, his will. Glory to God. First evidence of this, or you could say God's, another way you could say is God's desire. You know God has desires? And God placed his desires for you in this word. Isn't that good? You want to know what he's thinking about you and what he wants in your life? Read the word of God. And not just read the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Resist with the word of God. Resist with the word of God. Withstand, withhold, and say, not in my house, not today, in the word of God. Right? Glory to God. In Ephesians 1:5 in the Amplified, we'll see the first desire God had as his family. For he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted. Glory to God. Revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with the purpose of his will, because it pleased him and was his kind intent. God's will was for us to be saved. God's will is for us to live in victory. God's will is for us to be part of his kingdom. Now wake up, don't go to sleep. We're almost getting there to how it ties in to Pastor Chip. You gotta understand, if you are looking at the word, if you think something is not for you, that's wrong. It's his will. You're saved. How many in this room is saved? Oh, well, let's just do this. If you are not saved, I would like to invite you right now so we can move forward. I'd like to invite you to the kingdom of God, to his will. His will for you is a blessed, prosperous, healthy, whole, loving, joy life. In the midst of the storm. Peace, yes, brother. Is there anyone that would like to make Jesus your Lord and Savior? Yep, today's the day. Yes, going once, going twice, moving on. Then we're all saved, right? All right, well, good. Then let's go to Ephesians 1:11 in the Amplified. In him, we also were made God's heritage portion, and we obtained an inheritance. For we have been foreordained, chosen, and appointed before in accordance with his purpose, who works out everything. Everybody say that. Everything in agreement with his counsel and design of his own will. So not only did God save us, he brought us into an inheritance. That is his will. He saved us and he brings us to this inheritance. I want to read this out of the Voice, Ephesians 1:11, because it's a great translation. We stand to inherit even more. Glory to God. Yeah, why are y'all just sitting there like this? I wish she'd get through. Where's Pastor Chip? He makes me laugh. She doesn't make me laugh. Why is she? No, come on. Come on. What did he say? We stand to inherit even more. Every promise that has been given in the word is our inheritance. It's our place. We are saved. The second thing is we are inherited, and that inheritance belongs to us. Yes. Glory to God. You know what? I'm going to share this. Champions for Christ, someone went home to be with the Lord, and in their will, they gave us C4C, not Chip and I, the ministry C4C, the rally, an inheritance. Glory to God. So what does his word say? Yield to this word. Yield to this word. Obey this word. Get in one accord with this word. And then resist the enemy. Resist your flesh. You are an inherited child of God. You have every inheritance at your fingertips. But what does that say? We must withstand the enemy who's trying to steal it. Glory to God. Let me go on with this verse. We stand to inherit even more. As his heirs, we are predestined to play a key role in his unfolding purpose that is energizing everything to conform to his will. See, he's like, in other words, let me give you my translation. Here's your inheritance. Now you do something with it. Energize the world around you with the inheritance I've already given you. Resist the enemy, because the word says, this is my inheritance. It's already given to me, and he will flee in failure. Don't you want to make him fail? Man, I've decided I'm going to live every day in my life. You're failing today. You're failing today. I don't care what you bring my way. You're failing today. Because I'm going to resist you with the word of God in one accord with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I'm going to keep my Trinity, my body, mind, and spirit in order with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We play a key role in obtaining this inheritance. What do? We submit ourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. More example of God's will. Psalms 103 in the New Living Translation. These are all God. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death, destruction, and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. This is the will of God. His will is that he forgives you of your sins. You mess up, you put it under the blood, and he forgives you. He heals you of all your diseases. That is the will of God. He goes on, he redeems you from death and given you life. You crown me with love and tender mercies. Yeah. Yes. That's why I wear the boots. He crowns us with love and tender mercies all the days of our lives. Enemy, you might be putting so much junk on me, but I'm telling you, I'm crowned with love and tender mercies, and I refuse to allow you to let me to operate over here. I'm going to operate over here in one accord with the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son, and yield to them in their ways. That's God's will. Hallelujah.
2/3 of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets, because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.